Okay, guys. My name is Mike Lillibridge, and really this is a brief call to give you some information on an executive coaching practicum class. So let me just give you a quick history, open it up to your questions, and we can just kick it around, talk about anything. What happened was about 12 years ago, I had already developed an instrument called the People Map Questionnaire, which you will become an expert in if you were to sign up for this class. Think of the Myers-Briggs, the 5-Roe-B, and that kind of stuff. Here we're getting some people at this point.
Hey, Mike, it's Pat.
All right, Pat. Pat is actually the moderator, so I will actually turn it back over to Pat, let Pat give a statement, and he can take it from there.
Yeah,
we're glad you're here, Pat. We got about three or four people on the call.
Yeah, sorry, I'm a little late. I dialed in and was listening to music, and I guess somehow I was on without anybody being there. So anyway, I'm back here. I'm glad you're all here. Who do we have on the phone call? Why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Jim Roby calling from Cumming, Georgia.
All right, welcome.
This is Jessica Robertson from Nassau, Bahamas.
Oh, really? That's nice.
And yes, you can be jealous because we've got summer weather right now. Winter has yet to come.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hi, this is Debbie Gibson. I'm calling from Chandler, Arizona.
All right, great. And do we have somebody else? All right, well, welcome all to the call. I'm glad you made this, and, of course, for those of you listening on the recordings, I'm glad to have you here. Michael may have said some of this already, but I'm always excited to do this call with Michael and excited about this class coming up January 28th because I think it's the best deal and the most useful class you can take if you're learning to add clients to your business or if you're just looking for some new ways to utilize your coaching. The People Map was the assessment that Michael and his partner created, 20 years ago now, Michael, something like that? Yep. And when I first took it and learned about it, having taken many of the assessments that are out there over the years, I just thought it was the next great thing because it's easy to take. The results are phenomenal, and it's the kind of assessment that you can discuss with anybody without a lot of jargon. It's not, it's just not full of words and language that lose people in the process or makes its own statement without being scientific. So what I like about the People Map in this class is that you're going to learn much more than just how to use that assessment. In fact, you're going to learn other assessments too. I think, Michael, you cover the 5-Roe-B and the DISC and some of those others that compare and contrast and even have people learn how to use it. And the People Map assessments itself can be used in so many different ways, from relationship coaching to leadership coaching. And Michael's got a lot of that in the program that he creates. But the big winner in this class coming up is that you also get one or two executive clients that you get to coach. And Michael will mentor you during the class. You'll get real live executives that are looking to be coached. Mike has already got the contracts with some major companies, which he can say more about. But the other good news of that is not only will you build your confidence and your competence in coaching as you coach these execs, but a lot of the times they hire you after the 6 months of the class is done. They want it to continue and on their dime. So I'll let Mike say a little bit more about the class, and we'll dialogue for a bit and let you all ask some questions since we have a nice clean line. And hope to see you in the class. So, Michael.
All righty, Pat. Well, thank you for that introduction. I had started out to say just before we got Pat on the phone was that I've been actually teaching this class for about 12 years. And the way the class came about was I had developed the People Map with another psychologist, and we had started using it with organizations. And first we started out just, people would take the People Map, let's say, as part of a team. But quickly it would spread throughout the organization, and eventually I would sell it to an organization, and everyone in the organization from top to bottom would take a People Map. and it gave us information about specific